Okay, I just have two short hakdamos before we begin to talk about Hilchos Chanukah. One is in terms of the weather. We say three times a day, Ratzaras Hashemayim v'lo yematar, v'aretz lo sisein et zivula, v'avadetem mehira me'al, that there are certain ways which the Torah tells us that Kadosh Baruch Hu is talking to us. There's a story, I have no idea if it's true or not true, but certainly I think it's a very powerful story about an individual who was driving a new sports car down the street. And all of a sudden, a brick came and smashed his windshield, immediately stopped the car, looked around and saw a little kid standing on the street corner, went over to him and began to yell at him, scream at him, what did he do, he can kill him, etc. And the little kid was standing there with tears in his eyes that he needs help, that his brother fell out of his wheelchair, and he's been standing on the street corner and people just driving by, no one's looking at him, so he threw the brick just in order to be able to get attention. So of course the driver found the brother on the street and picked him up and put him into the wheelchair, and then he decided not to fix the windshield of the car as a reminder that he should never be so insensitive that he wouldn't be able to feel someone else's pain and hear a voice of someone who's trying to call him. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is whispering to us via an Atziras Geshamim. I don't think that any of us want a brick to be thrown at our windshield in order to be able to get our attention. What exactly does HaKadosh Baruch Hu want from us? That has to be answered on two planes. It has to be answered on the plane of every individual. Has to be answered on the plane of the tzibur, namely that when someone, lo aleinu, has a personal tragedy, so that's something very, very personal, that he has to look into himself what message is HaKadosh Baruch Hu trying to give him. But when you're dealing with HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaking to the tzibur, speaking to the community, about Tzaras HaShamayim, v'lo yiyem matar, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is speaking to the community, so it's a very, very good question. I don't know, I think I have certain directions, but I think it would be URL for me to speak about what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants of the community. But what he wants of each of us, I think each of us knows. And so I spoke with Rabbi David and with Rav Bednar, Rav Eliav, and we agreed that Amir Tzashem on Yom Sheni, it's coming Monday, that we'll have a ta'anit of a different nature, a ta'anis dibur, except for learning, from the beginning of morning Seder. At least until the end of morning Seder. Whether you want to continue it through lunch depends upon your kochos hanefesh. But at least through morning Seder that we'll have a tainis dibur. That'll give us a lot of time, also aside from learning, to think about who we are and what we are and what HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who's given us this wonderful gift of living in Eretz Yisrael, what is he whispering to us so that chas v'shalom we don't move to the safe of the pasuk. And we'll find the time on Monday also to say Tehillim as a tzibur, that Kadosh Baruch Hu Yirtzeh Hashem should be ma'avir ha'gezeira, and that the Yirtzeh Hashem will have a situation, will have a bracha as opposed to a kola. Okay, that's point number one. Ha'ara number two is sort of an introduction, I guess, to Hilchos Chanukah, and it's I'm just repeating over there, which is found in Pachad Yitzchak of Rav Hutner, Ma'amar Shlishi, paragraphs Beis and Gimel, that when we speak about the Shibud of the Arba Malchios, we're dealing with that which was built into Bria Sa'olam. V'aretz ha'yisasohu, v'avohu, v'choshech, al p'nei sahom. That we have Sohu, the Chazal tell us, is Bavel, Bohu is Madai, Choshech, Yavon, shehechshicha, einehem shel Yisrael b'gzeiroseha, and Tahom is the situation that we're living in since Korban Bayesheni, Tahom Zo Edom. Hu Adin we have in Brisbane of Asarim, V'hine, Ema, Chashecha, Gedola. We also have four terms that relate to a concept of Gzeira, of Din from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And what we find is that when Golos Madai came along, then Golos Bavel sort of fell into the background. When the Golos of Yavan came around, then Madai fell into the background. But when the Golos of Edom came around, that which Yavan had accomplished, that remained. The concept of Hichshichu Einayim Shal Yisrael, Chazal tell us that the same Shoresh of Choshech is the same Shoresh as Shakoach, Shin Kaf Ches, Ches Shin Chaf, that we're dealing over here with the Gzeira of Lashkicham Tarasecha, as we say in Davening, Lashkicham Tarasecha. And we find the Gemara in Chagiga and Daf Tetzayin that the first Machlokes that we have in Klal Yisrael is the Machlokes relating to Smicha of a Behema on Yontif. And the first Zug that was holding on this Machlokes were Yossi ben Yoezer and Yossi ben Yochanan. And Chazal tell us, Asher Hayu Bepumus Shal Yevanim, namely that the Shichacha, the Gzeira, Lashkicham Tarasecha, worked by bringing about Machlokes. Hu Hadin, we find a parallel phenomena by Shviras Haluchos, that Chazal tell us, Umori Nishtabru Haluchos, Lo Hayesa Torah Mishtakachas Mi Yisrael, that in the Shichacha is brought about by a shever within the world of Torah, and this Shichacha remains with us. The Shichacha remains with us, the concept of Machlokes remains with us. However, in Hanukkah, we point out that every cloud has a silver lining, that there is a tzad to the Shichacha, which is very positive. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu, Asher Shibarta, Hazal Ardorish Menachos, Daf Tzadi Tesem Adoiz, Yasher Kochachasha Shibarta. What's Yasher Kochachasha Shibarta? So Rav Huttner explains that this is the concept of the Elu Ve'elu, that when we have a Machlokes, Halolu Metaharim, Halolu Metamim, Halolu Poslim, Halolu Machshirim, Halolu Poltrim, Halolu Machayavim, Elu Ve'elu, Divrei Elohim Chayim, the Gemara in Erev and Adafi Gimel Medez, that it brings about an explosion of Torah. On one hand, Shichacha brings about a Tishtush, a fuzziness within our avoda. On the other hand, within the world of Talmud Torah, particularly in terms of Torah Shebaal Peh, it brings about the Hagdil Torah u'lahadira. So Hanukkah is both, on one hand, a remembrance of lahashkicham Torah secha, of the machlokes in every area of halacha that's still with us, and on the other hand, it's a yontif of Torah Shebaal Peh, of the other side of the coin this gives us the Yasher Kochachasha Shibarta. This gives us the opportunity of being shutafim in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah. Having said that, what we find in Hanukkah, in the few halachas that we'll discuss, is that there's no halacha that doesn't have a very basic machlokas on every level, on every plane. Mamish, in other words, as I felt Rav Huttner really hit to the core of the nature of Hanukkah. So I handed out two pages. Those who were here last year, I'm just going to repeat myself. I have no new halachos to state. To the best of my knowledge, I looked around. I didn't find anything that I want to add. You can ask questions, but what I plan to say will be basically the same as last year. So I think it was 2 years ago I gave a shiur in the Midrashiyah, so I put up Mari Makomo, so you can enjoy them as well. Just makes life a little easier. So on the first page, the one that has my funny handwriting, the Mari Makomos next to the text, Tana Rabbanan, Ner Chanukah Mitzvah Lahanicha Al Pesach Veso Bachutz. In terms of where we put the Chanukiah, Chazal tell us that basically it should be outside, unless we have a situation of no outside or a Mokom Sakana. And that's the way the Machaber himself is posting. Ner Chanukah Manicha Al Pesach Veso Samach Rishu Sarabim Mi Bachutz. The question is, what's going on in terms of our minhagim? In Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, he points out, Zman Hazeh, Shanudarim Ben Ha'umos, Madlikim Babayis, Shehu Darbo. But if you turn over the page, or you put to the second page, I don't know how it's printed by you, so on the top here, there's the Or Zeruah already asks, V'ha'idna D'leka Sakana, Lo Yedana Maitaima, Einanu Madlikim Bachatzeros. What's going on in Chutz La'aretz, where people light indoors? That's a B'di'evit in a situation of Sakana. The whole din of Hanukkah is one of Pirsumei Nisa. basically it should be outside. So nowadays, if there's no sakana, why don't we light in the chatzeros? So we have basically few directions to answer that, to explain minhag chutz laaretz. One, I quoted over here in the Aruch HaShulchan on the bottom of the page, it's basically found in the Ritva over there in the Sugya and Shabbos, that we expand the concept of sakana. Hinei ata, says the Aruch HaShulchan, einanu madlikim b'chutz, av she'ein sakana etzlenu, mikom makom kimatu meham nimnaot, mipnei shebechol hamedinos shelanu. In Europe, at this time of the year, who I did in good parts of America at this time of the year, yimei Chanukah, yimei Sigrur, Geshem, Shelag, Ruchos HaChazokim, yevshel hanicham b'chutz, that our sakana moves from sakonas nefashos to another ma'akev in terms of lighting outdoors, and so we simply expand the concept of sakana to include the weather situation in the Goliot in which this minhag was tofes. The other option is found on the first page underneath the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. The Tosfos in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Lamed Beis Amud Beis, points out that b'shas gezeiras malchus, they moved the Tkiya Shofar on Rosh Hashanah from Shacharis to Musaf. It should basically be in Shacharis, Zerizim Makdimim LeMitzvos. It was moved to Musaf because of Gzeiras Malchus. Either Gzeiras Malchus was Batel, Chashinon Shema Yachzor Hadavar LeKilkula. So who had in terms of Hanukkah, that those who explained that Baruch Hashem nowadays is no Makom Sakana, but as we know from Jewish history that we have cycles, and they didn't want to have sometimes yes, sometimes no, sometimes maybe, so they were just koveya. The third explanation is found in the Baal HaItur, maybe it's really the first in terms of chronologically, achar shenohagu ala sakana nohagu. Achar shenohagu ala sakana nohagu. It's like batal karp, you know, it's avar zmano batal karbano, namely that once the minhag was changed, it remains changed until you're going to have a bezin gadol, which is going to change the minhag. In any case, in chutz laaretz, everyone knows that one lights indoors. In Eretz Yisrael, so here we have two minhagim. Eretz Yisrael is a land of olim, so many olim continued what they were doing in chutz laaretz, and felt that that's what should be continued even in Eretz Yisrael. There's a tshuva in the Minchas Yitzchak to that effect in Chelek Vav Siman Samach Vav. And there is a tshuva of a Rav Yoshua, I think his name was Rav Shua Aronson, he was a dayan in Tel Aviv, who wrote back and forth with Rav Yoshiv on this matter. So he wrote his tshuva, his side of the bargain is in Chelos Tshuvas Devar Yoshua, both in Chelok Aleph, and then Rav Yoshiv wrote back to him, and then he answered back in Chelok Beis. However, in Eretz Yisrael, there is a large percentage of the population, I have no idea whether we're talking about 50% or 60% or 40%, but a large percent of the population return to Dina de Gemara, basically because of the question of the Or HaZeruah, Baruch Hashem, we're in Eretz Yisrael, there's no Sakana, so l'chol we should go back to lighting Bachutz, and that's what's brought in the Luach Eretz Yisrael. That was the minhag of those who set up the Yishuv in Yerushalayim, the Baril Diskin, the Chaim Zonenfeld, the Tamidi Hagra brought that over, Kanereh, in the name of the Gra, that when they come to Eretz Yisrael, they should go back to lighting outdoors, the Briska Rav, Chazonish, Mazel Tov again to Yitzhak, Chazonish, Rav Shlomo Zalman, and Yibadal Lechayim, Rav Yoshev, they all say that one should return to Dina de Gemara. So Nara Naru Pashtei. The reason I'm giving this here today rather than next week is that if you're going to light outdoors, you have to prepare yourself. So tomorrow is a time for Sidurim if you want to prepare yourselves for lighting outdoors. So let's take both possibilities. Let's start off with the minhag of those who light indoors. If you're going to be lighting indoors, and shuv yesh al milismoch, and particularly if you're thinking of returning to chutz laaretz, you could say that you don't want to go back, you know, it's go back and forth from siminhagim. You always lit indoors. You're going to continue lighting indoors. You want to light indoors this year? Vakasha. No, in other words, you have yesh al milismoch. Where should you light? So if you continue in the Marim Makomos, the Gemara and on Shabbos Daf Kaf Beis Amud Aleph, Amar Rabba Ner Chanukah Mitzvah Anicha Betefa Chasmucha LePesach. That when you walk in the house, Ner Chanukah Mismol Umezuza Miyamin, you'll be surrounded with mitzvos. The Shulchan Aruch brings down this halacha literally, and the Rama writes Hagah Umihu Bisman Hazeh Shekulanu Madlikin Bifnim Vein Heker Bnei Rosh Hashanah B'Mklal L'Chora Ein Lachush Kolkach Imei Madlikin Betefa Chasamach LePesach. In other words, my nafkamina. In other words, when there was an inyan of Pirsume Nisa outside, so there was an inyan that people would see that you have a mezuzah here, you have the Chanukiah here. Now we light indoors, my nafkamina. However, the Ramah continues, Umikol makom Haminog lehadlik v'tefach asamach lepesach kamo b'yemehem. And he stresses ve'en l'shanos, that if you have a door, you should try and see. If you have mezuzah on one side, is there a place where you can put the Chanukiah on the inside of the door, that when a person walks through the door, he'll find the mezuzah on one side, and that the Ner Chanukah will be on the other side. On this, the Mishnah Berurah writes, in Sifkatan Lamed Ches, ve'en l'shanos, umikol makom, im yesh lo chalon asamach l'rishu sarabim, nachon yoser sh'yayin l'chenu sham, kedei sh'yayin heker ebnei rishu sarabim, v'yisparasem ha'neis, im lo b'makom d'shlicha hezeka. That if, so of course, if the whole reason that that halakha moved indoors was because of sakana, if there's not going to be a sakana, so even though we light indoors, but to try and go back at least to a pirsumei nisa for the rabbin, that would be proper. So if there is a possibility of if one has in one's apartment a chalona samach l'rishu sarabim, it'd be better to light there. That way you became the minhag of lighting indoors, kevan shenahagu nahagu, but b'chol zot, you still making a pirsumei nisa, not only for the family, but for the rabbin as well. However, over here, we have a condition. That's what's brought in the Shar HaTziyun al Atar in Sifkata Membeis. Achenim achalon gavoa mikarka rishus harabim l'malam ayesrim ama, v'yein heker b'nei rishus harabim. Then go back to Dina de Gemara and Tov Yosher l'haniach b'Pesach. In other words, so we have over here then two stages. If you have a chalon that faces rishus harabim, light there. If not, then go back to the din of lighting by the Pesach, so at least we have the heker of being between the mezuzah and the Ner Chanukah. The concept of Esrim Amah is approximately some 30 feet. And the question is, what if you're on the fourth story or the fifth story or the sixth story of a building? That's already above Esrim Amah, but you live in the Lower East Side and there are buildings opposite you. There are buildings across from you. There's a 20th floor across. You're on the 20th floor, but you can wave to the fellow on the 20th floor who's in the apartment complex across from you. Should you then still light in the window? That's the machlokas between Rav Moshe and Rav Yoshev. Rav Moshe writes, sure you should. That's the heker for the Rishus HaRabim. Mind not giving if the Rabim are on the street or if the Rabim are in their apartments. You're spreading the light. You're being the farest and the nais. Again, the Wayu dormitory in the Reuben dormitory, light in the windows, so people driving on Major Deegan they could see, or people in the Bronx, if they're Jews in the Bronx on that side, right? They can see the Chanukiyos. Rav Yoshev says no, that's not Rishus HaRabim. Rishus HaRabim is a Rishus HaRabim. Rishus HaRabim is a concept. It's a halacha. Those are yechidim. It's like if you invite people over to your house. So those people living across from you, they're yechidim. So you add a few more yechidim. That's not an inyan. It'd be better to light at the Pesach if your chalon's not within 20 amos of the Rishus HaRabim. Dafka the Rishus HaRabim is a halachic concept, and so the apartments that are across from you, those shouldn't be relevant. So, you know, if let's say you're in the apartment building downstairs and your windows are facing Givat Mordechai and you can see their windows and they can see your windows, so according to Rav Moshe, there's an inyan in lighting in that window. According to Rav Yoshev, there's no inyan to light in that window. Again, you're yotzei both ways. The question is, what is the l'chatchila in terms of one's lighting? Okay, up to now we're talking about, yes, Ephraim? It's a very, very good question. The fact that we say Achetichel Regel Men Hashuk, and Rashi points out these are the Tur Medai, that these are the Goyim, so it appears that it's a Pesumei Nisa for the world, not Dafka for the Jewish people. But the Rabbin, they were talking about the Rabbin that are walking in the streets according to Rav Yoshev. There any extension of your home according to Rav Moshe? Yes. Okay. That's in terms of assuming that basically your home is your home. That's where you eat. That's where you sleep, etc. What if you sleep in your home, but you eat regularly in the chadar ochel? If someone were to ask you, where do you eat? Oh, I eat in the dining room. So here we have a Rama. I don't think I forgot to print it up. Sorry. In Tafresh Ayin Zayin, Sif Aleph. The Rama says, Yesh omrim, debizman hazeh, shemadlikim bifnim mamosh, yadlik b'mokom she'ochel v'chein nohagu. that quotes a tshuva of the Rashba, that if you eat in one location and you sleep in another location, then there's an inyan of lighting where you eat. That's considered to be the, I think it was Julius Caesar who claimed that the army travels on its stomach. That's considered to be your ikar dira, like by Eruvim, right? That where your matzah is, that's where you are. The question is as to whether it makes a difference as to whether it's a public chadar ochel or we're talking about a person simply whose apartment is split up. He eats here and he sleeps there. So that's a machlokas Rav Aaron Kutzler and Rav Moshe Feinstein. Rav Aaron Kutzler felt that one should light in the chadar ochel, that my nafkamina, whether there are another 100 or 200 or 500 people eating there, that's your makom ochel. And the Ramah says, you should eat yadlik b'makom she'ochel. And so, if the chadar ochel happens to be one where there's no window facing Rishus HaRabim, so we have the halacha, that samo al shulchano v'dayo. You simply put it on menicho al shulchano v'dayo. So there'll be a table in chadar ochel with silver foil. You put it on that table, you light, sing mo sur. That's what you should do. However, if Moshe felt it's a tshuva in Yoredeya Chelek Gimel, Simon Yud Dalid, Rav Moshe said that it's better to light in your apartment, even if you don't eat there, rather than light in the chadar ochel, because your apartment is yours. That's the kim of ner yishu beso. There you have your that's considered to be your arba amos. Ma she'en ken, when you have a chadar ochel, which is public, so there's an adifut of lighting dafka in your apartment. So there'll be a table in the chadar ochel for those who want to follow Aaron Kutzler, and you have your own tables in your apartment if you want to follow Rav Moshe. However, I must stress that there's one condition which is not found in Rav Aaron Kutzler, it's not found in Rav Moshe, but Pashas, they would both agree with it 100%, and that's al tanai. In other words, the tanai is that you have a shomer watching your candles the entire time that they are lit in your apartment. The shomer can be you, it could be your wife, it could be a neighbor who's going to be a nichnas v'yotze, But I'm not allowing you to light in your apartments unless the candles are going to be watched for the time that they have to be lit. Mitzidi, after they're lit for a half hour, after kochavim, blow them out. But to leave the candles in your apartment when you're not there, it's a pshia, and you have no right to misaken yourselves. You have no right to misaken the yeshiva. You have no right to cause damage. That's not the heter pashtus. Since there was a fire in Lakewood, I think Rav Aaron would agree. And Baruch Hashem, there wasn't a fire in Tiferes Yisrael, because I think Rabbi Moshe said the same thing to his students. Yeah.
Can we assume the same cloud applies to the Shabbos candles?
No, I didn't say that. In the Shabbos candles, you know, because there you can light in a place where there's no prayer. You could light your Shabbos candles on the shayish, on your counter in the middle. Here, however, if you're going to be lighting dafka next to the door or dafka next to a window, namely, it's not necessarily a place that has sort of a built-in safety factor, then that's... But were you to light your Shabbos candles not on the shayish, then it would be the same halacha. Okay. This is all if you're lighting indoors. So if you're lighting indoors, you'd be lighting either in your apartment in the two locations that we mentioned, or you'd be lighting in the chadar ochel. If you decide that you want to take upon yourself minag eretz Yisrael, even as a bli neder, and you're going to be lighting outdoors, so it's well known, there's a Malchus Rashi v'Tosfos, how to understand the Gemara of Ner Chanukah mitzvah l'hanicha al Pesach beso mibachutz. Rashi says, mibachutz, mishum pirsum menisa, it's written in the Mar Mekomos, v'lo birshus harabim ela b'chatzero, shebateihen psuchin l'chatzer. Masha'en Kain Tosfo says, nothing doing. We don't pass like Rashi that you light where your house exits to the chotzer, but rather you light mitzvah hanicha or pesach ha-chotzer, where the chotzer exits to the Rishus HaRabim. So in terms of...
thank you very much.
Okay. So in terms of our campus, how do you know? So in terms of our campus, there's a whole new phenomena called, we're a gated community. We were brought up in gated communities. I was brought up before the gates. So there's this gated community that we live in, where, if over here, this is Rehov Duvdevani, or at least the extension of Rehov Duvdevani, and here is the main building, and here is your apartment building, and here is the Torah Shraga slum, and here, over here, is the small apartment building. These are the four buildings in our gated community. Our gated community, I'm just telling you, this is Rabbi David's approach, our gated community is one big chotzer. This is a chotzer. This whole big thing is one big chotzer. you have your batim, you have your home, and then you leave your batim and you go into the chaser. So were we to paskin like Rashi, according to Rabbi David, you would paskin, but you would light when you open the door by your doorway in the hallway. When your door exits out into the chaser, that's where you should light. But we don't paskin like Rashi. Right? The Bir Halacha says Pesach haChaser. Ritzon Olamar Delo Kedas Rashi. We light that not at the Pesach of the Bayis to the Chaser, but the Pesach of the Chaser to the Rishus HaRavim. So in our gated community, we have three Pesachim to the Rishus HaRavim. One is over here, where the main building exits to Rehov Duv Devani. One is over here, where you have a gate and you have a driveway. Sorry, close it a little this way. Where you have a gate over here that you have cars to open up. And a third one is over here. There's also a gate. These are the three ways that we get into our chatzer. These are the three places where the chatzer hits the Rishus HaRavim. So Rabbi David tells the students, either light over here, or light over here, or light over here. So Eli will put tables here, here, and here, and that's where the Torah Shraga students who are lighting outdoors, that's where they should light. The Torah Shraga students are lighting indoors, they'll either light in their rooms with whatever conditions are imposed upon them by Eliezer, or the light in the Chandar Ochel, in terms of what the Rama points out in the way Rav Aaron calls their paskin. Why do I say this is all Rabbi David? It's not his fault, he passes back to Shulchan Aruch. Because a number of years ago, a man pointed out to me, just a minute, maybe this approach isn't correct. Maybe the Chatzer is the stairwell of the apartment building, the stairwell of the Torah Shraga dorm, the stairwell of the small apartment building, and the stairwell over here. That's the Chatzer. And then this area over here, this is a mavui. The chatzeros all then exit to a mavui. And the pesach of the chatzer then is where the chatzer hits the mavui. Namely, not over here where the mavui hits the Rishus HaRavim, but when you come up the stairs from the apartment building, right, when you hit the stair, when you hit that sidewalk, that's where the chatzer, that's pesach haChatzer, where the chatzer hits the mavui. So I smiled at my man, because you smile at your students when they say things. So I smiled at him, and then I investigated, and then that Rav Shlomo Zalman paskins that way, and Rav Yashiv paskins that way. If you go to Kol Torah, they're also a gated community. They also have dormitories. Rav Shlomo Zalman, who was a rabbi in Kol Torah, and then Rosh Yeshiva in Kol Torah, so he paskins they should not light where Kol Torah exits to Rehov by Vegan or Hiskar, wherever it exits to. But rather they should light by their dormitory, where the dormitory goes into the mavui, where it goes into their campus. If the campus is a mavui. And so, the psak of the kolal is that those who want to light outdoors should light in one of two places. Either you should light over here, where if this is your home, if this is an Ner Ishu Beso, sure you should light at the top of the staircase there'll be tables. Since we don't have mezuzah over there, so to the right, inside Yamin, as you go down the stairs, so to the right over here, or if you decide that your home is the Chadar Ochel, so where the Chadar Ochel exits to the Mavui, but it's by the door of the Chadar Ochel to the outside, where before you go down the stairs, there'll be a table over there as well, from where, like these to the staircase, so over here. So you should light outdoors either here, or you should light here. If you want to light with Torah Shraga, I have no hakpada, but Rabbi David certainly is a posek of doesn't need haskama from me. But Rabbi Yashiv and Rabbi Shlomo Zalman, they both felt that there's room to light where the chasher enters the mavui in such a situation where you have a gated community, rather than when the mavui hits into the Rishus HaRavim. Simply practically, there's at least as much traffic over here from where the entire kolo comes in and out as there would be over here by the time it gets dark. Because usually most of the people who are parked in front of the building are Mahom Lev, I think that they're off at that time during Hanukkah. Yes?
In terms of Binyan Katan, that's also by the street, or the exit?
Also, where the Binyan Katan, where the staircase goes down to the street. I'm assuming that was all a chotzer, that it's only people who use that staircase, the people who live in the Binyan Katan, and then the Mavui is where all of everyone moves from their particular chotzerot into the Mavui.
There's another entrance into the campus
So that would be a chaser. That's an enclosed area that only the binyan katan people can get to. No.
All of Gruskin get there.
All of Gruskin get there.
And on Shabbos we walk through there because we get.
Okay. So the seder. So that's a possibility as well, both for Ruth and for Torah Tragif. That's another exit of the campus. That would be an exit that would be also a chaser if everyone can get there. So that's going from the Mavui into the Rishus HaRabim. So Torah Tragif students have four places to light.
At least I'm saying maybe the Budyan Gatam guys can light there.
But where?
There's no Mavui there, it's just a chaser.
So I'm asking, is it a chaser or is it a Mavui? A chaser means that's for the peep, for the batim. In other words, X number of batim exit into a chaser. A hallway of a dormitory or a hallway of an apartment building, that's the chaser. Not according to the word, the Chazal Nisha disagrees. But that's classically the chaser. The Mavui is where you have a number of chaserot and they open into a Mavui. So whatever the Metzius is. In other words, what Rosh Hashanah and Rabbi Yashiv Paskin was that when you have a chotzer moving into a mavui, and that mavui going through Shasarabim, so the Ner Chanukah should be lit where the chotzer goes into the mavui. Petach ha-chotzer, that's Tosfos's language. Petach ha-chotzer. When there's no mavui, let's say in Har Nof, our chotzer exits into the Rosh Hashanah. So we have our Petach ha-chotzer is the Rosh Hashanah. Here, because of the nature of the gated community, so we have a mavui and then a rishus harabim. So it should be where the chotzer exits to the mavui. Just as an aside, I mentioned the Chazon Ish Yeshita. He mentioned a number of places that nowadays the Chazon Ish holds is not such thing as a chotzer. The chotzer that Chazal spoke about was a place of shimush harabim. That's where you would do your laundry. That's where you would have the grindstones. Everything that you know was these were things that people did in tandem. Anyway, everyone had his unique shimushim that he would do in his house, and then they would gather together to grind the wheat. They would gather together to do the laundry. Those were the things that were in the chatzer. Nowadays, you don't have that. All of our shimushim we do in our home. We don't have these joint shimushim, and so he felt that nowadays there is no such concept of a chatzer, and therefore, according to the Chazon Ish Lechora, we nowadays it's like Rashi, because we don't have Tosfos's Pesach HaChotzer. Rav Shlomo Zalman in Mincha Shlomo, he disagrees vehemently. He says that may be true in terms of Dinei Ve'eru Chaseros V'chulei, nothing to do with Chanukah. Chanukah Chotzer means a place where the people, where the people from the building tend to move through together. A bias, everyone has a door. You close the door. You're home with your immediate family. The chatzer is a place which simply doesn't have to be used by the dayarim of the binyan for functions. It's simply the fact that's where they would meet one another. That's where they would walk by. And nowadays we do have a concept of a chatzer. Okay, so when I wrote over your chatzer, this is according to Rabbi David. Mashein came from the Rav Shlomo Zalman, and to Rabbi Yashiv, this is a mavui. Okay. Yes?
Why do we not say that Tisa Aleph, the stairwell is the chaser, and then the area between Tisa Aleph and Tisa Gimel is itself a mavui?
It's a question, it's a judgment call, where, in other words, how one defines. Because even Knesset Aleph and Knesset Beis and Knesset Gimel are three Knessot of one building. And according to if the post office were to give an address, they wouldn't give separate addresses to those three Knessot. Those, you know, it's you have buildings in Bayit Vegan. You have Bayit Vegan 47, Knesset Aleph, Knesset Bet, Knesset Gimel. But it's one building, and so I'm assuming that the one building that's all an area of a chatzer. You're correct. You have smaller chatzeros going to larger chatzeros, but the only people that are going to be there will be the people who live in that building. Mashenka, the moment you move up to the area of the sidewalk, there you have all sorts, even shragis, right? In other words, you have all sorts who are walking by there. Now, I'm aware that sometimes the shragis take a shortcut through your kenisa, but that we don't talk about. That's where they should be is in terms of the mavui. That was meant for everyone to walk together. It used to be in a previous era that the girls from Choreif and Michalah would also be able to walk through. That was before the gate. And then it was really a Rosh Hashanah. Then the whole thing, everything was different then. And this whole picture didn't exist. Yeah?
Two questions. One, I was under the impression from the Shulchan Aruch Mishnah Berurah
that an apartment building, a big mirror, doesn't have its din of a chatzer, and everyone should light in their own house. Maybe I got that wrong. Alright.
You'll show me what you're referring to. Okay?
And two, if you light at the entrance to the gated community, do you have to light at each entrance? Or
No. What, don't worry. Yeah, it's a very good question in terms of, in words, when you have a home that has a chatzer, that has two petachim, so we know that mitzad maris ayin, you're going to light at both petachim. That's a very, very good he'ora. However, over here, since this is, not a private home, since this is the home of everyone, so all the petachim should be covered. That's the ikar. In other words, that someone shouldn't walk by a petach and there shouldn't be a chanukiah there. How many there have to be? It's enough to have one. In other words, that if people pass like Rabbi David, so the Torah Shraga should split up, and some should light here, and some should light here, and some should light over here, if this is the way they go into the campus, and some should light over here. In other words, that really, in Achinami, that would be mitzad the Maris Ayin, 100%, that there should be Chanukiyot, but not that the same person has to necessarily light. Even if you have a private home, and you have two entrances, so, let's say you would light here, and your son would light there. In other words, that both entrances would be covered, that there shouldn't be an issue of Maris Ayin, not that you have to light in both of them. Yes?
Regarding the long plan, is it more important to light going into Rosh Hashanah or into the Mabul?
If there would be a tremendous amount of traffic in Rosh Hashanah, then one could say there's more Pesuvim Nisa. But generally, it's in our situation. I don't think there's an adifut one way or the other.
Shlomi concerned that if the Chazanish is right, the lighting outside the building above the steps is not even connected to your body.
100%. But we don't pass on the Chazanish like an orange juice. No one makes it very free eats an orange juice. So that's my knowledge. I know Rav Shechter says in B'nai Brak people do. I'm not aware people in B'nai Brak who make a Bori Kriyat on orange juice either.
I
hope you have B'nchilas your son, right? Okay. Yes.
I'm not saying one to hold Chazanish, where would Chazanish
lie? Since there's no din of Chatzer, so Pesach Besa. Everyone would be with Rashi. In other words, that's Pesach Besa. Where you open your door to your apartment, and the outside. I think in America, in NYU, a lot of people like buy their apartments in the hallway, or they used to, but one time.
They're not allowed to.
Okay. Just but once upon a time, that's where people used to like, those who, Chazanishniks in NYU. Okay. It's sort of an oxymoron. Okay, let's move over to the second page. The question is, who lights? So we know that the Gemara says, Mitzvah Chanukah Ner Yeshu Beso, Mahadrin Ner Lo Kol Echad V'Echad, Mahadrin Mina Mahadrin, in terms of the number of nights. For the Sephardim, should excuse me, the Ashkenazi understanding of the Mahadrin Mina Mahadrin is that Kol Echad Mibnei Habayis Yadlik. That's, even though it's a Rambam, we pass it like the Ra. It's one of those strange situations where the Sephardim pass it like Tosas and the Ashkenazim pass it like the Rambam. V'chein says the Rama, Yeshurim dechol echad minei habayis yadlik, parentheses Arambam, v'chein haminag pashut. That's the minag in Ashkenaz. By the Sfaradim, that's not the minag. That one person lights and the other, and he's motzi everyone else. But our minag is that everyone lights. What about women? So we have a Gemara, black and white. Isha vaday madlika. That's the Gemara says. Amar Yeshua ben Levi, Noshim chayavos b'ner Chanukah. Afhein hayu ba'oso hanes. The Shulchan Aruch paskins that way. Isha madlekes ner Chanukah, api chayeves ba. The question is, what's the practical application of that halacha that Isha madlekes ner Chanukah? So the Mishnah Berurah is very politically correct. He writes, Isha madlekes perush ba'ad kol b'nei beisa. Namely, that if you have a woman whose husband is not around, either lo aleinu, he passed away, she's an almana, or she's a grusha, or he's in miluim, or he's on a trip, he's making a living in America, he's not around, then she, the mother, should light ba'ad kol b'nei v'sa. What, however, is the halacha if the husband is around? That's a machlokes achronim in terms of minhagim. That's why the Mishnah Berurah wrote, Perish bad kol b'nei besa, in other words, to give a, you know, it's that if the husband's not around. What if he is around? So the Rav Moshe Feinstein wrote that the minog where he came from in Europe, in Riga, was that his mother lit. His mother, his father lit, and his mother lit. That there was no no misunderstanding that Isha Madlekas Ner Chanukah Afi Chayevispa. However, Kanari and Radin things were a little different, and the Mishnah Berurah says Vayem Betshuvas Olas Shmuel Siman Kufei the Ledidan Shemadlikin Kol Echad Bifnei Atzmo, that even though Mahadrin Mina Mahadrin is that everyone in the house should light and women are Chayav Mikom Akom Isha Inatzricha Lahadlik the Havian Rak Tfelos LaAnashim. And in the Shaar Hatziyun, the Mishnah Berurah explains the logic of the Ola Shmuel. He quotes the Maharshal and the Eliyahu Rabbah, the Ishto ke Gufo. That here we have a real application of Ishto ke Gufo, like we have in Edus over here when the husband is lighting. It is Mahadrin Mahadrin. She's lighting as well. She's lighting via him. And the situation in which she would light would be if he's not around. The Kabanaso Lafuke Dronafar Shafilo Makum Shabal Madlik Ishanamit Sarikara Hadlik. No, that's Ishtokagufo. When the husband's not around, then she should light. So we have Machokas Minhagim Nara Naro Pashte. Those there, in other words, you should do what your family minhag is, that there is a makar for each minhag. Now this is only this svar of Ishtokagufo Kamuvan is only by married women. What about unmarried women? What about your daughters? What about your sisters? And an unmarried woman, what is her status? So clearly, if she's living alone, if you have face a room in the michala where you have a number of unmarried girls living, so of course they should all light. You know, it's apein hayubos hanes bara their chayav. What if they're in a home where there are men who are lighting? So that's also a question of minhag. Rav Soloveitchik told us that in his house, all of his sisters lit. In Europe, yeah, that was mekubo that they all lit. Now she'en kein. Masha'enken, it's known that Chasim Sofer has a tshuva that in Hungary the girls didn't light. And he asked, why not? I apen hayu ba'oso ha'neis, and you can't apply ishto kagufo to an unmarried girl. So he explains, kol kavuda bas melech penima, that since originally the lighting was outdoors, even though the lighting in Europe moved indoors, but when it was outdoors it wasn't sanua for the women to light, in terms of kol kavuda bas melech. And so it stuck that way, kevan shenohagu, nohagu. So again, so these are inyanim of minhag. Whatever your family does, you shouldn't feel that if women are lighting, that it's an issue of feminism, or if they're not lighting, it's an issue of frumkeit. No, these are minhagim. There are minhagim this way, there are minhagim that way. Nara, nara, u pashte. Okay, that's in terms of who lights. In terms of when one lights. So here we have a gemara. It says black and white when one lights. Mitzvasa mishetishka hachama ad sheticha regel min hashuk. Our problem, however, is what does the phrase tishka chama mean? How is it possible there should be more than one meaning for tishka chama? Kashkiyas hachama is a process. There you have a period of according to Rabbi Notam, a four meal from the beginning of shkia to the end of shkia. What is the Gemara referring to, tishka hachama? That's a machlokas rishonim. The Machaber paskins, ein madlikin ner chanukah kodem shetishka hachama, ela im sof shkiyasa, which the Mishnah Berurah explains as tseis hakochavim. That's the shita of the Rosh and other Rishonim. That Shkia over here means Tseisa Kochavim. And in the Mishnah Berurah points out, the bottom of the page, Avol Be'emes Yesh Harbe Rishonim Desfirulei, the Kavonas HaGemara, Hu Tzchilas HaShkia. That's the Shita of the Rambam and other Rishonim. And we have a Machlokes, what exactly do we mean by Shkia? Tzchilas Shkia or Sof Shkia? So in Chutz La'aretz, this part of the Mishnah Berurah of Emes Harbe Rishonim is erased. No one, and Chutz Esvesma knowledge, everyone lights at Tseis HaKochavim. And then you have the problem, what do you do with Ma'ariv? And so the Mishnah Berurah says that Im Lo Hidlik Mikon, if you don't take the Shita of Tchila Shkia, but you take the Shita of Tseis HaKochavim, V'higi Azman Tseis HaKochavim, Yakdim, one line from the bottom, Yakdim L'Hispalo Ma'ariv. We have a din of Tadir v'sheino Tadir Kodem, v'gam yesh b'mitzvos kriyat shma'an shemid daraisa, and Hadlokas Neros is midrabanan. However, there is a condition, the dad, afilu hanogim tamid lahadlik achar tfilas arvis, which is what he points out should be done, min hanochon shiyachinu akol ponem hashemen betoch haneros kodem tfilas arvis, shiyemuchan tekef achar tfilas arvis lahadlik, shiim yase hakol achar tfilas arvis, you may miss the ikar zman. According to the Mishnah Berurah, the time of Tichlo Regel Menashuk, he writes, is a half hour after Shkia. Yatil ba kokach shemen shiadlik chatzi shah achar tesa kochavim. Half hour after Sof Shkia. Half hour after tesa kochavim. If you're going to daven Ma'ariv, and then begin bumping around with your Chanukiah and finding a good place. All the good places were taken by people who live at Shkia. So, and you're going to do all of that afterwards, then you may miss the Iker Pesumei Nisa. So the Mishnah Berurah says that if you're going to light after Tzeis, then you should prepare everything before Ma'ariv, and then right after Ma'ariv, run downstairs, and that's when you should light. So in Chutz La'aretz, to best of my knowledge, that's what people do. In Eretz Yisrael, the Luach Eretz Yisrael says that not to paskin like the Rosh and the Tur, that to light at Sof Shkia, but rather the Luach Eretz Yisrael says Minog Yerushalayim is to light at Tchila Shkia. Namely, if next week Tchila Shkia is 4:40, means 4:40 one should be lighting. The Nafgamina is not only a question of when one should be lighting, but rather how much oil do you put into your Chanukiah. The mitzvah is that from the time of lighting, it should be enough until Tichah Regel Men Hashuk. Tichah Regel Men Hashuk is a half hour after Tzeis. So if you're lighting it, say, so right after Ma'ariv, so the candles that are sold in the regular stores, they last a half hour. Those are fine. But if you're lighting B'tchila Shkia, they have to last from Tchila Shkia until Tzeis. Let's say in the yeshiva, we're knowing that that's a period of 25 minutes. And then another half hour until Tichah Regel Men Hashuk, they should last for close to an hour. So again, if you're going to use candles, so buy the larger Shabbos candles. You're going to use oil, so put enough oil that it should last for close to an hour. So on the luach downstairs, I put both times. For those who want to light at Tchila Shkia, so light at 4:40, and then come up to the Beis Medrash afterwards, and be there a few minutes before Ma'ariv for the Avlaka in the shul, and then David Ma'ariv. Those who want to light afterwards, so they should again prepare everything beforehand, come up to the Beis Medrash for the public lighting, and then after Ma'ariv to run to light the candles that should last minimally for a half hour. Yes?
I just say that it's going to be 55 minutes. The Rambam has half an hour, and the Rambam holds it Tchila Shkia, which we kosher for both sheets. Is that what I'm saying?
No, in other words, we're kosher for the Shita of the Rambam in terms of Tchila Shkia, but between how much time there is between Shkia and Seis, how much time there is between...
According to the Rambam, Sof Zman is half hour.
Nachon, 100%. But the... In other words, we're choshish for both shitas. We're choshish for the shita that Tichah Regel Men Hashuk is a half hour after Tzeis. The Mishnah Berurah only points out that on the first, when to begin to light, we're knowing there are two deos. How long it should last? The Mishnah doesn't quote the shita of the Rambam. If one were to light later in the evening, so the minimum shear was what the Mishnah Berurah says, the minimum shear of time that it should light is a half hour of lighting, sachar. So it should light for a half hour. Under what circumstances is one allowed to postpone lighting from the ideal time of Shkia or Tzeis? So every year I tell over the same story, because it's the only story I know. That I heard it from Rav Ruderman Zatzal, who was Rosh Yeshiva of Ner Yisrael, that he heard it from the Chafetz Chaim, that the Chafetz Chaim once went to visit his Rebbe, Rav Nechumka, to the Bala Yisod Shorash Avoda, to see how one lights Hanukkah candles. And came Shkia, and Rav Nechumka didn't light. And came Tzeis, and Rav Nechumka didn't light. And came his wife, carrying whatever she was carrying from the shuk, and that's when Rav Nechumka lit. So the Chafetz Chaim asked, "My high, what's going on over here? Why didn't you light at the time of either Tchila Shkia or Sof Shkia?" So Rav Nechumka told him that we have a Gemara that if you only have enough money to buy either Neros Shabbos or Neros Chanukah, the Gemara says you should buy Neros Shabbos because Neros Shabbos is Shalom Bayis and Neros Chanukah is Pesumei Nisa. And Shalom Bayis takes precedence over Pesumei Nisa. My wife likes when we light together, that she's home also when I light. So even though I could light when she's not around and have her in mind, and Ishto Kagufo, and everything is fine, for Shalom Bayis, I want to do what will make her happy. That's Shalom Bayis. Shalom Bayis isn't getting away with things. Shalom Bayis is what's the L'chatchila in terms of what would make my wife happy. And so that's the lechatchila. So that's the lechatchila, namely if your wives are working. So if they say, do me a favor, Ploni Almoni, and light at Shkia, and have me in mind that I'm thrilled to be Yotzei Mahadrin Mena Mahadrin with your lighting, wonderful. But if they say, you know, in my home I always lit with the family, and I like very much if in our home we also lit as a family, so you wait for her to come home, and then you light, and then the candles should last for a half hour. How late can you light? So you can light until Alos HaShachar. The only Ma'akev is, the Mishnah Berurah points out, Didn't write it down. Mishnah Berurah points out in Siman Tav Resh Ayin Beis, Sifkatan Yud Aleph, that if someone else is going to be up, then you can light with the bracha. If you're the only one up, namely you're not married, and you're the only one up, then you light without a bracha. He gives the eights of waking up people who are in the apartment. That should be done with their permission in advance. Again, Shalom Bayis takes precedence. So that's the only ma'akev, that there should, the bracha, there has to be, if you're going to be lighting during the ikar time of lighting, so then the rabbim who are outside, they give you the heter of the bracha. If you're going to be lighting after the ikar time, so then someone else aside from yourself has to be around. I mean, if you want to daven a late Maariv,
yeah.
If you want to daven a late Maariv, so you light Neros Chanukah immediately after Tzeis, and just have someone remind you to daven Maariv, this manna.
Our Maariv is a late Maariv. What? Our Maariv is a late Maariv.
I'm saying we're davening Chanukah before Tzeis.
No, we daven.
We daven Tzeis.
Right. Oh, we daven Tzeis.
We daven Tzeis, yeah. In other words, it says in the Luach, in other words, that we light candles in the Beis Medrash 2 minutes, I think, before Tzeis, and at Tzeis, that's when we daven, yeah?
If a person's not going to be home,
of course.
That's just as good.
Yeah, that's their arrangement. In other words, if a husband knows that he's going to be in Tel Aviv, he's going to come home at 11 at night, he can tell his wife, look, normally in our family we light at Shkia. I'd appreciate very much if you lit for me at Shkia, had me in mind. He can make her a shliach, no problem at all. The Seder. There's also no problem if she says, okay, I'll wait until you come home and we'll light candles at 11 at night. That's also not a problem. That has to be worked out between the two of them, yes?
The requirement to have someone else in the apartment, is that only if you're lighting at 1 in the morning when no one else is outside? I mean, let's say you're lighting after the Zman, so have people outside, that's
fine. As long as there are people who will see it, as long as there's a form of Krismanis, even if it's not the Iker. I'm assuming that even on Gruz campus, at a certain point, there are people outside. Yeah.
You live you're lighting a type of arrangement where there's no windows, but that's a place and you always need to have someone else?
No. If you're lighting at the right
people,
as if you're lighting at the time between Tchila Shkia, Sof Shkia, until a half hour after Tzeis, Vechulei, that time period, then the fact that there are people walking outside, that already creates a Prisiminisa, even if they don't see it. If you're lighting at a time where there's no one outside, then you need the Prisiminisa has to be an internal Prisiminisa, then you would have to have someone else. There. In terms of an achsanai, if you are a guest at someone's house over Hanukkah, so if you turn the page, the Machaber Paskins, achsanai shem adlikin alav v'beiso, tzarech lotet pruta lebal habayis lishtatef imo b'shemen shel ner Hanukkah, etc. Mr. Brewer points out that that's not our lechatzchila. Our lechatzchila, our meaning Ashkenazic lechatzchila, is that everyone lights, mahadrin and mahadrin. So he writes, in Yesh Achsanai Ner, Nochon Yoser Lahadlik Ba'atzmo. The Achsanai should also light his own if there is a Chanukiah for him to light. If there's no Chanukiah for him to light, right, half Chanukiah will travel. If he didn't bring a Chanukiah with him, and they don't have their own Chanukiah, then he can be Mishtatef, Bepruta, in the Bal Habayit. When we speak about the Achsanai, we're dealing with someone who is eating and sleeping at his host's home. However, let's say you have an uncle in Yerushalayim, and he invited you to have supper with them for one night of Hanukkah, and before supper they have a candlelighting ceremony, but you're planning on returning to your apartment to sleep. That's not called Achsanai. That's the Mishnah Berurah over here in Sivkatan Yud Beis. Where does the Achsanai Yotzei Bepruta, or lights it on his own in the house of the host, Achsanai She'ein Beiso Etzlo? Avol Misha Soed Eitzel Chaviru Ba'akrai V'yesham Bayis Ba'oso Ha'ir Sarach Leilech Lebeiso Lehadlik. If you're just invited for someone for supper, so then either you're going to light before you go to him, or you're going to light when you come back from him. But you're not Yotzei, it's Din of Neri Shubeiso, that's not your bias. It's only going to be your temporary bias if you are sleeping there, not just if you're eating there. And we know that, in other words, if in terms of lighting, so you can light already from Plag HaMincha, but just that you should be aware that if you're lighting from Plag HaMincha, that you have to have enough oil to last until the half hour after Tzeis. In terms of a hotel, if let's say you're going to sleep, be in a hotel over part of Hanukkah, so in a hotel generally, one has one room where one sleeps, and then one normally eats in a dining room. So if that's the situation, so you're going back to the machlokis between, assuming they would allow you to light in the room, so then according to Rav Moshe, you should light in your room. According to Rav Aaron Katzel, you should light in the chadar ocha, like here. Assuming they don't allow you to light in the room, so you'd light in the chadar ocha. Assuming they don't allow you to light in the chadar ocha, which is usually the case in hotels, even on Friday night, they don't allow you to light in the chadar ocha, for whatever rules there are, so they insist on your lighting in the lobby. So, okay, so you'll light in the lobby, but you have to turn the lobby into your home. Namely, that the lobby has to be your Neri Yishuv Beiso. So my suggestion would be to take a Gemara, learn Daf Yomi in the library, in the lobby, and then light there. Now, that you should, you don't want to Daf Yomi, learn something else, but to turn it into your home, that it should be yours. You're not allowed to light in someone else's home. It has to be your home. So your home means that you should sit there and do something in that area. Not just a vacuum. Okay. In terms of Shabbos, yes?
Asfardi asked the night, does he make a bracha if other people are laying in the Chanukiah?
No. He should ask them to be motzi him. Mm-hmm. Like in his own. Okay. L'chora. I just know what I read, but if it could be that I'm not well tuned to Sfardi Minhagim, but that's what's written. That's what should be. In terms of Friday, so in Yerushalayim, you're very aware that Yerushalayim lights Shabbos candles before the whole world, right? 40 minutes before Shkia. That you realize would create a tremendous problem for people who want to light Chanukiyot, because you'd have to light the Chanukiyah before the Shabbos candles. So that your wife can be Yotzei as well. And then it would have to be 40 minutes, and then another 25 minutes, another half hour. So the Ruach Eretz Yisrael, which moved everything, that this, the Shabbos Chanukah, is the only Shabbos of the year that Yerushalayim is Mevater, and they take Shabbos in like the rest of the world, relatively. In other words, that the sirens are going to go off, not this Shabbos, Parshas Vayeshev, but Parshas Miketz, the sirens are going to go off 25 minutes before Shkia. So when you prepare the Chanukiah, prepare enough oil to last 25 minutes from lighting until Shkia, and then from another 25 minutes from Shkia until Tzeis, another half hour from Tzeis until the end of Tichla Regel Menashuk. In other words, about an hour and a little less than an hour and a half. That's how much oil you should have for Friday night. Motzei Shabbos, Hu Hadin, that there's a change. Normally in Yerushalayim, according to the Luach, Minag Eretz Yisrael is, Minag Yerushalayim is to make Havdalah, is to Daven Mariv, is to Daven Mariv 35 minutes after Shkia. However, 35 minutes Maniyot, 35 minutes after Shkia. However, on Chanukah, where we have this issue of Ticha Regel Men Hashuk, so the Luach says to Daven Mariv 23 minutes after Shkia, namely, as would leave, make the Tosefa Shabbos as short as possible, and then you'll get to that. Then you could light candles immediately after that, or it'll be 35 minutes after Shkia when you get to candle lighting. In other words, to try and get in as much as possible. That's the Minhag Gra. The Maaser Rav, it says that the Gra, even though normally in the Motzei Shabbos he would be Marich in terms of Shabbos, in terms of Tosefa Shabbos, when it came to Motzei Shabbos of Chanukah, he was Makatzer as much as possible to try and get in under the line. The Iker Zman of Tichla Regel Minashuk, as much as possible. The Shulchan Aruch Paskins that in Beis HaKnesses one should light. Let's go back to Friday. Friday, the Gaboyim should set up Mincha. Everyone should daven a Mincha before Hadlakas Neiros. That's the Minag that the Korban Tamid always preceded Hadlakas Neiros of Ein HaArbayim. So the mincha on Erev Shabbos, Parshas Miketz, should be an earlier, leaving aside the mincha gedolah. They usually have, there should be an earlier mincha to allow people after mincha to go to light candles. On Motzei Shabbos, it says in the Shulchan Aruch that one should ein mavdilin, I'm sorry, madlikim ner Chanukah bebeis hakneses kodem havdalah. That we know that we light the Chanukiah in a shul with a bracha. That should be done before havdalah. Lafuke yoma trei odif. It's better to push off havdalah as much as possible. The person who's lighting, vade, he already, that, you know, it's, he's lighting, right? That's he's allowed to light. So for him, it's already ois Shabbos. So for everyone else, in other words, until Havdalah, they're still, in other words, within the aura of Shabbos, and so it's better to light near Chanukah before Havdalah. What about in the house? So the Ramah continues, Kol shekein bebeiso, madlik v'achar kach mavdil, harei kvar hivdil beis hakneses, vaday, that the husband who comes home, first he should be madlik near Chanukah, and then he should be mavdil, and everyone else in the house would be able to keep Shabbos a little longer until Havdalah. However, the Mishnah Berurah points out that's what the Ramah says, but the Taz disagrees. Many Achronim disagree on the Ramah. That some say that over here we use the principle of Tadir v'Sheino Tadir, that Havdalah should come precede near Chanukah. And so his bottom line is that in Shul, what the people were knowing. Ein l'shanos haminhag. In Shul, first you light the Chanukiah, then you make Havdalah, for those who make Havdalah in Shul. However, in the house, David Kamar Avid, you have the two options, whatever you want to do. The Chazon Ish used to, in the home, I hope to get this correct, used to first be Mavdil and then be Madlik, because of Tadir. And in Luach Eretz Yisrael, it says first to be Madlik and then to be Mavdil, like the Ramah. What is a very, very common question is what to do if you're a guest for Shabbos. Not home. You're invited, you're in Tzfat. You go up to Tzfat for Shabbos, you're a guest of Cousin Moshe. And the question is, where do you light Motzei Shabbos? You're going to go home. You're planning on going home. Friday night, you lit in Tzfat. That's not a question. Where do you light Motzei Shabbos? So here, it's a machlokes achronim. Rav Shmuel Zalman says that's the uniqueness of Shabbos, is that Shabbos creates a kviyus that moves over into Motzei Shabbos. That's all. No matter what, in other words, even if you're planning on leaving right after Shabbos, you light by your host, let the candles burn for a half hour. I mean, if it's your Chanukiah, then blow it out and then go. If it's not your Chanukiah, light and then go. In other words, but you should light by your host. That's considered to be your bias. Your bias of Shabbos is your bias also for Moses Shabbos. Very fascinating svara. Other Achronim say it depends. If you're planning on sticking around from Lava Malka, so then light by your host. But if you're planning on leaving right away, so leave. And then when you get back to your home, that's when you should light. Other achronim say it depends how long it's going to take you to get home. If you're a guest by someone in Talpiot or in Katamon, so come back to Gruz and light. If you're a guest in Sfat, you're only going to get back home at 11 at night, then light in Sfat and then come. So, you know, whatever you do, it probably is okay, just you should know that it's a machlokes achronim in terms of what you should do. Rosh Hashanah felt that no matter what are the circumstances, you should light by your host. In terms of what to light with, so the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, as you're well aware, that Shemen Zayis mitzvah min ha-muvchar, and the Shaar HaTzion quotes the Maharal Prague that Shemen Zayis is ma'akev, shebeneis na'aseh b'shemen. But he points out, ein nohag in kavaseh. You don't need dafka shemen zayis, but clearly there is a mitzvah min hamufchar, even according to the Ramah, of using shemen zayis. If ain't shemen zayis, matzah mitzvah bishmanim she'oran zach v'naki. Then you have the question. I think you have the modern day questions. What about if you have a shemen zayis which is only for lighting and not for drinking? Is that considered to be a shemen zayis which is a hidur, or do you need dafka that it's roi for shiyah? Sir Shlomo Zalman felt that if it's roi for hadlaka, it's roi for hadlaka. You don't have to go beyond that in terms of spending 40 shekel for a bottle that you can get for 20 shekel. But you shouldn't buy a bottle for 5 shekel or 10 shekel, because probably it's a forgery. No one's going to sell shemen zayit for that price. Okay, any other questions? Yes?
What's an appropriate agent kind of to begin? Or does this be tailored according to the maturity of child?
Is Tepach a summer with Pesach? does that extend the, like, tier from all the, there's like 10 foot tier from kind of down the row?
Yeah.
Okay.
So they're all lovely. They're all lovely to the Tefach Samach Pesach. In some places they make an aron that goes up to everyone. But even then, you know, after you have about six people, you're going to come back down because you don't want, you know. So there's going to be a second. So however you can decide how you're going to divide things. Yes.
If the candle goes out a little early, you should relight it.
We paskin that halakha is a mitzvah. As long as you're lighting in a place where theoretically the candle should have lit, namely if you're lighting outdoors, that's what I pointed out. So you can't light outdoors in Yerushalayim. Well, I can't tell you what's going to be next week in terms of the weather, but classically in Yerushalayim it's windy and cold on Hanukkah. Halavai, it will be stormy and rainy and windy and cold. So you should have a box. You can make your own box with a cellophane front, or you can go buy a super duper, as Rabbi Schechter would say, a super duper box that would be for posterity. Actually, yeah. Ken?
I discussed the windows facing the Beit Mordechai apartments. What about the windows that face what we distinguish as the Mavi?
So we said that the Mavi has the status of the Rishus HaRabin. That's where Shlomo Zalman and Rabbi, that's a L'chatchila. In other words, so if you have a window facing, in other words, again within 20 amos of the street level, either a little below or a little above, but someone walking on the street level would be able to see your Chanukiyot. That's a tremendous hidur.
And how does that relate to the construction of the building which goes in? Meaning, we're on the top level. Is there a floor of the apartment building is too high in relation to the mobile?
I don't think so. I think that the third, in other words, and you tell me, in other words, I think the third floor is about
street level.
And Sach HaKol, there are six floors, so it's the third floor up. No, it's still within 20 amps. Yes?
Can two people light in the same glass box, or are they two, or the Hanukkah
two? At the beginning of Hanukkah. Namely, there should be a clear distinction between the Chanukiyot. Someone will be able to walk by the box and say, tonight is the second night of Hanukkah. If they're going to say, tonight's the fourth night of Hanukkah, it's the second night, that's a problem. Okay, so there should be somewhat of a distinction between the two. So you have a certain amount of, or if they're lighting at different times. But if they're lighting simultaneously, so you should be able to see that this is one Chanukiyah, this is another Chanukiyah.
What about poskim who say that candles are preferable?
Yes. I just quoted Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah says, I'm sorry, the Ramah says, again, the Ramah, Hagah, Miyu Shem and Zayas, Mitzim and Amuvchar. By the Sfardim, Yitachem, that's not the situation. It's a Mordechai, it's a Kobo, it's a Maharil. These are Ashkenazi poskim. And the Marabi Prague was certainly an Ashkenazi posek. Right? So Yitachem, by the Sfardim, Lehefech, that they can't.
I didn't mean the Sfardim, I don't know.
I don't, that, not, I. Shopping. Wait there. Okay, yes?
What sort of thing about the pre-made glasses where you have to crack off the top? Is that problematic?
Why should it be problematic?
Because of the kli shavur? Because they're not supposed to have
the kli shavur. Lechora, the definition of a kli shavur is a kli that has lost its function because it's shavur. If the kli gets its function by being shavur, it's like asking what's the halacha if you take off the top of a Coca-Cola bottle in order to drink. That you've made a kli, right? In other words, you haven't broken the kli. You made it, you know, you made it functional by opening it. Yeah. Okay. Everyone should have a Freilich on Chanukah. Emiyut Hashem, in terms of the. So don't forget, in terms of Yom Sheni, unless it pours before then, so we'll have a Ta'anit Dibur in the morning and we'll say Tehillim. Emiyut Hashem, and you should daven for rain, and everyone should do an introspection. In terms of the Simchas Chanukah, so Emiyut Hashem, next Wednesday night, there's a Chagiga here in the auditorium, and a week from Wednesday night, you're invited to our home.
Thank you.